Welcome to the 21st Banach the Amcha recording for the week of Ayakov Pekudeh. A very chosh of the Rebbe shared with me the following observation that he made. He was sitting in a shir room together with three bachrim, and he began and he recited the following case. Reuven took Shimon's axe and tied it to a tree. Levi came along and cut the rope and let the axe go free. And at that point, the Rebbe paused, and he wanted to make sure everybody was on board with him. Everybody was following. He turned to the first bacher, and he asked the first bacher, "Are you able to repeat the case I just said?" And the first bacher was thinking and said, "Rebbe, I'm so sorry, I can't. Any part of the case? Something? Rebbe, I just wasn't selling through. I'm so sorry." The Rebbe then turned to the second bacher, and the second bacher said the same response. "I wish as he could, but he just wasn't selling through. Rebbe, I'm so sorry." Afterwards, the Rebbe turned to the third bacher, and he asked the third bacher, "Are you able to repeat the case I said so far?" And the third bacher said, "Sure I could. It's so simple. Rebbe said that Reuven had an axe, and Shimon tied Reuven's axe to a tree, and Levi came along and cut the rope loose, letting the axe go free. So simple. It was as simple as that. I was listening and just went straight in. It's as simple as that." The Rebbe smiled and then said, "I would like to point out something which I clearly have now observed. Why is it that the first two bachrim I asked, you bachrim were not able to answer, and the third bachr was able to answer with such ease?" The answer is, explained the Rebbe, that the first two bachrim, and he told them, "You bachrim, you have smartphones. Hagav, then it might be filtered, but who cares? You have smartphones. The smartphones are frying your mind. It's taking you over. It's killing you. It's taking away your ability of concentration. You're just busy with the smartphone too much, and it's having an effect on you, your whole ability of thinking, of listening, of being a mensch, of being a person. You first two bachrim I asked, you own smartphones. The third bachrim I asked does not own a smartphone. His mental health, his capabilities, his ability to concentrate is so much stronger. Ad kana maise, ashrechem Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is fighting against this technology of the smartphones. It's not doing anybody a favor. All the years, we never had such gadgets. This is one of the big nisyonos of the generation. If a person has a particular situation where they need to have a filtered smartphone, they should ask a shayla and get guidelines. We're not getting involved in particular situations. But b'derech klal, for a person, nebuch, to have such a device, look at the damage it's doing. A person might not even realize the damage it's doing b'shas maisa, mamish doma to a cigarette. A person can take a cigarette and doesn't realize the puffing, what it's doing, inhaling, becoming addicted to the nicotine, the ganze matzav of the cigarettes, the harm, and the packages itself. At least they're nice enough to warn people that it can cause lung cancer and it can kill you. And some packages even show pictures of holes in lungs. Halavai smartphones, at least they should show pictures of holes in brains. How it destroys a person, how it robs a person from menuchas ha-nefesh, simchas ha-chayim, yeshiv ha-dah, ashreichen klal Yisrael, going against the tide, which is found in the Welt b'yameinu, where smartphones are coming out left and right. More technology in them. More technology. Ashreichem Yisrael. Going against it. Trying to save. Especially the new generation. Who needs even more siyat d'shmaya. Not to fall into these traps. Ashreichem olim mechanchim. We're shrying chai v'kayim. Against the smartphones. We're going to say over now another story. The following story happened in a chosh of a Yiddish community. In this community, there was a certain Yiddish mother who ran a special program and still does on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. She runs a special program that Kinderlach are able to come over before Adlakas Neiris, starting from approximately 40 minutes before the Zman of Adlakas Neiris. And any Kinderlach that come over already in their Shabbos clothing, they get a special Shabbos treat. And it's a Moyerdikas Schos. We all know the Schos of Shabbos, the Schos of being the Hadir, and Oynig Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, these are big time Schosim. Moyerdikas Schosim, we can't even begin to imagine. In Shemayim, the Schos of a person who's going to be Mahadir and the Kovet Shabbos of the Shmira Shabbos, so special. Especially there are those Kinderlach, not all, but some of them mamish need this incentive in order to get them bizrizis in Shabbos clothing before Shabbos. Some Kinderlach find it very difficult to stop playing and to have to change into Shabbos clothing. For some Kinderlach, it's mamish making the difference. It's a moyerdike chus this mishpacha has. This Yiddish mother runs the program. Recently, this Yiddish mother, on a regular weekday, she was driving, I believe it was on a Wednesday, and Nevach, she was in a gefährlich car accident. Derech Agav, the guy that crashed into her, came out of the car, and the guy looked in, and the guy picked up her phone and called 911 and was screaming to 911. I was just in an accident. I bumped into a car. I think the person's dead. This Yiddish mother, after losing consciousness, she was able to regain her conscience. And it was a whole major call. Fire trucks had to come to open up the door. The whole works. B'kitzer, after she was brought to one hospital, she was then transferred to a Manhattan hospital. And b'kitzer, she needed a Mardika surgery. And it was scheduled to be on an Erev Shabbos. And they were mesupik how long the surgery was going to be for. It was a crucial, critical surgery, which might only be a couple hours, but after the surgery was going to begin, the surgeon would be able to discover that perhaps he would need to go even deeper and even more complicated surgery. It might be for even longer. And for Shteitz Lechalein, the recuperation would be even harder. And the Gansa Kehila was saying to Helen, begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything should go behatzlache. And there was a strong feeling. And the feeling was that by the time it comes, 40 minutes before the Zman of Adlakas Neiris, this was the Zman with this Yiddish mother, week after week, would run this special program we described before. It was a strong feeling that by that time, the Yiddish mother would already be in the recovery room, recovering, and no need to have the longer type of the surgery. The shorter type of the surgery would suffice. And at the end, yes! Yichoy lehisha tirachem! The schus of Shabbos is so great! It can be moir such moir de karachmanis in Shemayim! And yes, Soif Maise, this Yiddish mother, was in the recovery room, already recovering. Only the shorter type of surgery was necessary. And b'siyata d'shmaya, she's on the road to having a refuah shleima, a complete recovery. Ashreichem Yisrael, how Yidden are always trying to think of more programs to be mezareis, to help others, shtag more and more in the kiyum ha-Torah v'amitzvah. Let's keep all the chizik in mind as we stag weiter and weiter b'cheshtek ha-Torah. Kol tov, b'yatzlache.